I believe in the power of love.
I believe that
I believe,
it is.
I believe in the importance.
I believe that everyone.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
On Mondays, we bring you our regular series, This I Believe. Today, we hear from Studs Terkel. In his 93 years, he's published 16 books, many of them oral histories like The Good War, which won a Pulitzer Prize in 1985. Here is our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
Studs Terkel has spent a life listening to other people's stories and passing them on. It has been his way of encountering the world. We wanted to turn the microphone on him to hear the story of his beliefs. Here, recorded in his apartment the day before he entered the hospital for heart surgery, is Studs Terkel with his statement for This I Believe.
My own beliefs, my personal beliefs, came into being during the most traumatic moment in American history, the Great American Depression of the 1930s. I was 17 at the time, and I saw on the sidewalks pots and pans and bedsteads and mattresses. A family had just been evicted, and there was an individual cry of despair, multiplied by millions. But that community had a number of people on that very block who were electricians and plumbers and carpenters, and they appeared that same evening of the eviction, and moved these household goods back into the flat where they had been. They turned on the gas, they fixed the plumbing. It was a community in action, accomplishing something. And this is my belief, too, that it's the community in action that accomplishes more than an individual does, no matter how strong he may be. Einstein once observed that Westerners have a feeling individual loses his freedom if he joins, say, a union or any group. Precisely the opposite's the case. The individual discovers his strength as an individual because along the way discovered others share his feelings. He is not alone. And thus a community is formed. You might call it the prescient community or the prophetic community. It's always been there. And I must say, it has always paid its dues, too. The community of the 30s and the 40s and the Depression, fighting for rights of labor and the rights of women and the rights of all people who are different from the majority, always paid their dues. But it was their presence as well as their prescience that made for our whatever progress we have made. And that's what Tom Paine meant when he said, freedom has been hunted round the globe. Reason was considered as rebellion. And the slavery of fear made men afraid to think. But such is the irresistible nature of truth that all it asks, all it wants, is the liberty of appearing. In such a situation, man becomes what he ought to be, still quoting Tom Paine. He sees his species not with the inhuman idea of a natural enemy. You're either with us or against us. No. He sees his species as kindred. And that happened to be my belief. And I'll put it in three words, community in action.
Studs Terkel with his essay for This I Believe. If you would like to tell us and other listeners the story of your belief, go to our website, npr.org, or call 202-408-0300. By the way, Studs Terkel, at age 93, is recovering well from his heart surgery, so well, in fact, that his doctor said of him, they don't make him like that anymore. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on All Things Considered, a This I Believe essay from a listener, Kathy Dolan from the state of Washington.